This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The United Auto Workers Union says it is extremely disappointed with the restructuring plan Ford announced yesterday. The automaker plans to eliminate up to 30,000 jobs over the next 6 years. The union says it will rigorously enforce job security provisions to protect those workers. We'll hear what one worker in Georgia thinks about the situation in a few minutes. First, here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
The UAW calls Ford's plan to shutter 14 North American factories devastating news for thousands of men and women who've devoted their working lives to the company. Instead of cutting jobs and closing factories, the union says, Ford should be trying to boost sales by offering consumers innovative and appealing products. Ford has been losing market share for a decade now, and last year the company's factories were more than 20% idle. Professor Norman Solomon, who specializes in labor relations at Fairfield University, says that puts the UAW in a difficult spot.
They find themselves in a very tough bargaining situation, and perhaps not of their making. One could make the argument that management should have made certain decisions earlier about product line, which they didn't make, and that's left everybody open to these drastic measures.
Unlike many workers facing pink slips, though, UAW members have a financial cushion. Their union contract requires that even laid-off workers continue to receive base pay and benefits. Berkeley labor expert Harley Shaken says that's a very strong protection, but he adds it's only guaranteed through the current contract, which expires in September of next year.
There's a real social safety net in place, but that said, given the crisis in the industry, that's a fragile net, and it doesn't create jobs for the future or really cushion the blow for the communities at large.
Ford hopes to make some of the job cuts through attrition and offer buyouts to other workers. The company estimates those buyouts and other restructuring costs will total $470 million this year. The Fitch Bond Rating Service says if Ford hopes to achieve real cost savings from its restructuring, it will need cooperation from the union. Fitch Managing Director Mark O'Lean expects next year's contract talks to be long and contentious, dealing not only with job security, but tough issues such as pensions and health care benefits.
Certainly with the financial stresses that both Ford and GM face right now, the competitive environment is certainly not going to get any easier. From the UAW standpoint, over the long term, they would like to see a healthy Ford and GM.
Last month, the UAW agreed to accept a smaller pay raise in order to help Ford cut its health care costs. The vote was close, though, with just 51% of union members in favor. Despite the challenges facing U.S. automakers, the UAW remains a powerful union. Shaken says its contracts still set the standard for the industry, even though one out of four U.S. auto workers now work at non-union, foreign-owned plants.
Nissan and Honda workers are entirely non-union, but their wages and benefits are very much set in Detroit by what the UAW negotiates with Ford, GM, and Chrysler. That's been the case to date, but how much longer that will continue remains an open question.
The balance could shift if American carmakers continue to lose market share. Toyota is likely to surpass General Motors as early as this year as the largest carmaker in the world. As they head to the bargaining table, Shaken says both the automakers and the union have doomsday weapons at their disposal, bankruptcy for the carmakers, and a strike by the UAW.
Bankruptcy is unlikely, but not absolutely impossible, and I think everyone knows that. For the UAW, a strike would be very much a last resort, but it still is a resort if things can't be agreed at the bargaining table.
The UAW says Ford's restructuring plan makes next year's contract talks all the more difficult and all the more important. Scott Horsley, NPR News.